Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting third. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gail Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft juggles the ball. That's an error on Heft. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Bauer moves to third. McDougald moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is hit by the pitch. Bauer scores. McDougald moves to third. Mantle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. McDougald scores. Mantle moves to third. Skowron moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tom Morgan now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Carey reaches second base with a double. Mantle scores. Skowron scores. Howard moves to third. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive into right field. Here's the throw into the infield and Harris commits an error. Carey is thrown out. Howard scores. Kubek moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Larson reaches second base with a double. Kubek scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Yankees. Herb Mofford now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil juggles the ball. That's an error on Virgil. Larson moves to third. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kubek. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Kubek steals second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Quebec moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Virgil hits a line drive towards short. Quebec reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Mofford covering, for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McDougald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Howard bunts towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quebec hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quebec for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford is 0 for 1 in the game. Mofford hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larsen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McDougald hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Howard reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quebec hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larson bunts towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. Quebec moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quebec scores. It's 7-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McDougald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. Berra scores. It's 9-0, Yankees. Vito Valentinity now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDougald scores. It's 10-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-0, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing center field. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Bill Fisher now pitching. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Quebec takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larson bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Quebec moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Quebec scores. It's 13-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McDougald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. McDougald reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. It's 14-0, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McDougald moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. McDougald scores. Seaborn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 15-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 15, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.